This is Reading in Pal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. Top stories of the hour first. House of Representatives unanimously endorses Public Service Commission Bill 2076. Bikram Sambath, Nepal Communist Party Chair K.P. Sharma Oli and Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to present political report in tomorrow's standing committee meeting. Nepal's coronavirus cases crossed 10,000 with confirmation of 538 new cases today. Home Minister circulated messages to three chief district officers of the Kathmandu Valley for management of a 14-day quarantine to people entering the valley. And China successfully launches final satellite in its orbit, ensuring own global navigation coverage. Now news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives today unanimously passed the Public Service Commission Bill 2076 Bikram Sambath. The bill was tabled by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. Sibamaya Thumbahampe on behalf of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. Responding to queries raised on the bill, Minister Dr. Thumbahampe said the bill will ensure fair and transparent recruitment process for the civil servant, including in the army and police service, and wipe out discrimination in the services. Earlier, parliamentarians Meen Bahadur Bishwakarma, Dilendra Prasad Baru, Sanjay Kumar Gautam and Prem Sawal, among others, stressed on making the civil service inclusive, public services transparent and impartial, and government service competitive. The National Assembly members have stressed on the need of stunning statements that mislead people. Speaking in the meeting of the Opera House today, Nepal Communist Party lawmaker Dr. Bediran Busal objected the statements of some leaders on the recent issue of the citizenship laws, saying the laws have been heeded as per the constitutional provisions. Meantime, lawmaker Prakash Pant urged the government to lead effective measures to contain coronavirus infection. Likewise, lawmaker Bhagavati Nupane blamed the opposition party of spreading rumours against citizenship bill, hoaxing and exaggerating the matter. Similarly, lawmaker Sekhar Kumar Singh drew the attention of the government towards lack of chemical fertilizers in Province 2 during the plantation season. Moreover, lawmaker Ram Narayan Bidari said the lawmakers should not cite views weakening the internal nationalism and create confusion among people. The Opera House meeting also sent the copy of Copyright Bill, First Amendment 2076 Bikram Sambath to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise discussions. The standing committee meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party is settled at 11 a.m. tomorrow. According to Party Office Secretary Isori Rizal, the meeting is taking place at Prime Minister's official residence, Palwatar. He added that the party chair duo K.P. Sharma Oli and Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda will present the political report in the meeting tomorrow. The standing committee member, Dr. Bediran Busal, said that the agendas for discussion include government performance, party activities, future workload and remaining task of the party unification. Likewise, another standing committee member, Devendra Poddar, said that the issues of government performance, Millennium Challenge Corporation budget and COVID-19 effect will be discussed in the meeting. The Ministry of Home Affairs has circulated a message to the chief district officers of three districts of the Kathmandu Valley for the management of a 14-day quarantine to the people entering the valley. More than 1,000 people visit Kathmandu-based Sukraraj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital per day for the PCR test, stating that the house owners don't allow them to enter the house without a test. The Home Ministry has sent letters to the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Bhaktapur and Lalitpur for managing a 14-day quarantine to valley returnees. The Ministry has also directed to follow the guidelines issued by the Ministry of Health and Population for the control of COVID-19 and manage hospital visits only if they develop virus symptoms. With the confirmation of 538 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 10,099. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageswar Gautam, confirmed that 90 females and 448 males were tested virus positive in last 24 hours. Spokesperson Dr. Gautam said coronavirus infection has now spread to 76 districts with confirmation of virus infection in 9,115 males and 984 females in total. Meanwhile, 76 people returned home today after health recovery from virus infection. As of today, 2,224 people have returned home following the health recovery. As per the latest update, 186,366 PCR tests have been carried out across the country, while 271,584 RDT tests have been carried out so far. Likewise, 4,995 PCR tests and 3,781 RDT tests were carried out in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, the total number of coronavirus-related deaths in Nepal has reached 24 after the death of a 45-year-old man from Dulu of Dalek last night while undergoing treatment in an isolation of provincial hospital Sirkhet. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha
1498 ma phone garnus
samasya postpaid ma ni aayo
1498 ma phone garnus
oho samje prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo
tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government has directed the local levels to spend the remaining amount of the local infrastructure development partnership program for prevention, control and treatment of COVID-19. Federal Affairs and Local Administration Ministry making the third amendment to the Local Infrastructure Program Working Procedures Regulation 2077 Bikram Sambat directed the local levels to spend the remaining amount allocated for the project for current fiscal year 2019-20 for the prevention and control of coronavirus. Ministry spokesperson Basanta Adhikari shared that the cabinet meeting held a few days ago asked the program director and committee coordinators to spend the remaining amount in the prevention, control and treatment of COVID-19 in local level by holding consultation with other members. He said that the remaining amount of programs should be deposited at bank account opened for management of COVID-19 in local levels till the 29th of June. The Federation of Nepalese Journalists and Minimum Wages Fixation Committee have made it clear that depriving journalists of their salaries and relieving them of jobs during the lockdown period is not acceptable. At a virtual dialogue on working journalist professional security today, The Federation Chairman Govinda Acharya and Committee Chairman Rajendra Arial assured the working journalist of justice through pressure and legal remedy if the talks with media entrepreneurs does not go fruitful. Committee Chairman Arial stated that the situation to wage our struggle to seek salary of the journalist in the 21st century is unfortunate and expressed doubt of the intention of the media entrepreneurs. He also asked the government to recognize the media industry and give refinancing and other subsidies to support the media sector. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal now on some international updates. China has successfully put into orbit the final satellite in its Baidao 3 navigation system for advancing the country as a major power in space. Tuesday's launch will allow China to no longer rely on the U.S. government-owned global positioning system. The $10 billion U.S. network is made up of 35 satellites and provides global navigation coverage. It comes as amidst increasing tension between Beijing and Washington. The third version of the Beidou navigation satellite system offers an alternative to Russia's GLONASS and the European Galileo system, as well as America's GPS. U.S. President Donald Trump has extended a pause on some green cards and suspended visas for other foreign workers until end of 2020. High-skilled tech workers, non-agricultural seasonal helpers, au pairs, and top executives will be affected. The White House said the move will create jobs for Americans hurting economically due to the pandemic. But critics say the White House is exploiting the coronavirus pandemic to tighten up immigration laws. The U.S. and Russian negotiators have concluded a round of nuclear arms control talks in Austria's capital Vienna, aimed at producing a new agreement to replace the New START treaty that expires next year. U.S. negotiator Marcel Billingsley told reporters on Tuesday that the day of high-level marathon discussions ended late on Monday. Billingsley said the talks had been productive enough to establish several technical working groups to delve deeper into the issues in order to pave the way for a second round of talks by late July or early August. More than 4.96 million people have returned home after health recovery from coronavirus infection. The data collated by data analyst Worldometer shows the recovery figure exceeding 50% of the total infection. As of today, the world has recorded 9.22 million cases of coronavirus infection cases, still leaving 3.78 million active cases. More than 475,000 people have also died of coronavirus across the world. Meanwhile, the U.S. has the highest number of infection cases with more than 2.38 million people, leaving Brazil in the second position. Corona infections in Brazil have crossed 1.11 million today. The number of corona infection cases in Russia also near 600,000, leaving India in the fourth place with almost 442,000 corona cases. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is also likely to continue at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Province 5. With this, we have nearly come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrap-up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives unanimously endorses Public Service Commission Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat. Nepal Communist Party chairs K.P. Sarma Oli and Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda to present political report in tomorrow's standing committee meeting. Nepal's coronavirus cases crossed 10,000 with confirmation of 538 new cases today. Home Ministry circulates message to three Chief District Officers of Kathmandu Valley for management of a 14-day quarantine to people entering the valley. And China successfully launches final satellite in its orbit, ensuring own global navigation coverage. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.